Hello, welcome back, and I hope you're doing well this week. I hope you're healthy. And from now, we're going to move into a brief time of study in the Word of God. Please stick around so that afterwards we can get together for some interaction live, face to face, screen to screen, and I'll be sharing some information that will allow us to get together. Okay, so let's go ahead and begin.
Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. Jesus, worship, and work. For many of you, you're familiar with the story of Martha and Mary. And because this is a story of two women, and because today happens to be Mother's Day, I'd like to say something about the church mothers. Jesus had 12 disciples who were men, who later became the 12 apostles, but it doesn't mean that men were the only people involved in Jesus' ministry. Jesus had many women who were very much necessary to his ministry. If you look at Luke chapter 8, verses 1 through 3, some of their names are given. It says women such as Mary, Joanna, Susanna, and many others were a part of Jesus' ministry, and it says these women were ministering to Jesus and his disciples out of their own means. So these women, out of their own pockets, opened up their homes and used what they had to help Jesus and his ministry to continue. So these were known as the church mothers, very important women. Two of them we're going to look at today. One of them is mentioned here, Mary from Magdala, and her sister Martha. So we look at Luke chapter 10, verse 38, as Jesus and his disciples were on their way to Jerusalem. He came to a village, the village of Bethany, where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. So here the two characters, or the two women, are introduced to us, and immediately we have a glimpse into their character. One, or the personality. One opened her home to him, and that was Martha. So we see that Martha is hospitable and generous. And then we see Mary, she sat at the Lord's feet listening. So here we see Mary as someone who cares about the relationship and who's more contemplative, whereas Martha cares about the responsibilities and is more active. So that's the beginning, but let's take a look deeper at the difference between these two sisters. Let's see. First of all, let's look at Martha. Once more, we read that Martha opened her home. So it was Martha's house where Jesus was staying. Not only that, she was doing all of the preparations. Well, with it being her house, she had to do a lot of the work in terms of preparing the food. And it was Jesus, his 12 disciples, maybe perhaps more people who were following Jesus on his ministry. And that's a lot of food and a lot of people and a lot of, cares and needs. And so Martha was doing all that she could. She opened up her house to let Jesus stay and do his ministry. So here we see that Martha is a very generous person. She opened up her own home. She was active and very productive. She was involved in service of the Lord, and she cared for Jesus' many needs. She was a very busy person. The flip side of that, however, resulted in her being very distracted, it says. But Mary was distracted by all the preparations. She didn't have time to listen to Jesus. And not only that, Jesus says, Mary or Martha, you're worried and you're upset by many things, right? Those many things are the preparations. All the preparations are what was distracting her, upsetting her, and causing her to worry. And so even though she was someone who was focused on service and productivity, she ended up being a distracted, worried, and upset person in the ministry. That can be difficult when it seems like you're the only one trying to do all of the work, and all you're trying to do is serve Jesus. And so that was her kind of problem. Well, let's take a look at Mary. Here, as we saw before, Mary liked to sit at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. So we can see that Mary, at sitting at the Lord's feet, she was very receptive, contemplative, and just happy to hear Jesus speak. And in fact, to sit at the Lord's feet meant that she was receiving his teaching and his training, so that she is expecting to also someday be someone who could instruct, disciple, teach, and train others. That was her purpose. She was getting ready for ministry. She was preparing for doing the work of the Lord. Not only the men, but also Mary, along with other women who were intending to be part of the ministry. And Jesus had no problem with it. So because of that, she wanted to listen to Jesus. She wanted to worship Jesus, sit at his feet, listening to what he said. She loved Jesus. And she wanted to focus on the relationship. She was a servant, not just a servant, but a worshiper. She wanted to focus on the relationship, whereas Martha focused on the responsibility. And so whereas Martha was more of a bumblebee, just a busy bee, you know how a bee is just buzzing around here and there, going from flower to flower, carrying on a lot of things. Butterflies just kind of float along with the wind, you know, and Mary was a butterfly. The problem was that Martha resented her for that, right? Martha would say, my sister has left me to do all the work by myself, you know, and I'm not the only one. And then Martha goes to Jesus and says, Jesus, I need you to tell her, tell her to help me. So she's annoyed by by Mary, and she's resented by her sister. Right. So here are the two sisters. And I think we're either one or the other. Some of us are very responsible, very active, very productive. We want to do the work of the ministry. We want to be part of the service. Others of us, we love Jesus. We want to focus on our relationship with Jesus. We love to pray. We love to worship. We love to study. And we want to receive from Jesus, his power, his energy, his love, his grace, all of that. And those are good things. But the flip side is those of us who think we're doing everything feel like we're not being helped enough. And we get distracted, we're worried, we're upset, and you know, we're stressed out, and sooner or later we get burned out. Whereas the Marys, as we're floating along on the wind, we don't realize that people need us. People need us to move and to get going, you know? And so there's good and there's bad on both sides. Okay, let's look at Jesus' response to all of this. As we can see, Jesus first speaks to Martha. Well, that's because Martha was the one talking to him. And he says, Martha, Martha. Two times he uses her name. And that is a term of endearment, a term of affection, when he uses the name twice, meaning Martha, dear Martha, my dear friend Martha, my sister Martha, because I care for you, because I love you as a brother and as a father, Martha, Martha. You're upset and worried about many things, Those many things are all the preparations. And so it's causing you to be upset and distracted and just unhappy. You're trying to give me a good portion, the best portion. You opened your home for me. But actually, Mary has chosen the best portion. You see, instead of many things, you just need a few things. And in fact, you just need one thing. So in contrast to the many things that she's distracted with and worried about, there's a contrast here. All you need is one thing. And that one thing will not be taken away from Mary. It will not be taken away. So Jesus ultimately is saying, listen, Martha, all of the work that you do will not be as important as the worship that you give. You can be a doer. You can be a server. You can be a busy bee. But it will never be as important as the worship and the time that you spent with me in our relationship. Which leads us to an interesting question. When Jesus says your work is not as important as your worship, does that mean that work is not important? No, it doesn't mean that at all. Here's the point. Jesus shows us that work comes from worship, that we need to worship before we work. That is the correct order in our work and worship balance or our work life. That means both Martha and Mary do good things. We want to be productive. We want to be servant-oriented. We want to be responsible. But at the same time, we also need to focus on the relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. So we want Martha's hands and Mary's heart. We want to work like Martha and worship like Mary. It's very important, I think the point that Jesus is trying to make. Let's go a little bit deeper. You see, most of us are Marthas. We are productive. We are doers. We go. That's the world that we live in. If we could imagine how life is basically we live in a Martha world, and we have Mary moments, which is, you know, most of our time is spent just moving and going and doing, with very little time of rest and contemplation and just sitting at the feet and listening to Jesus, reflecting on what he says. But the gospel changes everything. Now, what does that mean? That means that God is doing something through Jesus. He's remaking life into eternal life. And he's changing our Martha world into a Mary world. And instead of having few Mary moments, we have few Martha moments. So we go from a Martha world with Mary moments to a Mary world with Martha moments. More time of reflection and rest and enjoyment. Where do we get that? Well, we get that from the beginning of the Bible, in Genesis chapter 1. If you remember, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and he said, let there be light, and there was light and darkness. And then he said, that's evening and morning. That's the first day. And then there was evening and morning, the second day, which was the day when he separated the waters from above and waters below. And then he made the vegetation. He separated the land from the sea, the vegetation from the animals. And so it was evening and morning, the third day, evening and morning, the fourth day, evening, morning, evening, morning. The day was counted from evening to morning. And if you notice the order, it doesn't go from morning to evening. The day began in the evening. And it goes on to say that, you know, in the evenings, Adam and Eve would walk with God. He would spend time relating with them, communing with them, enjoying their relationship with them. That's how the day began. And so what that meant was that the days began with worship, but continued with work. you would begin contemplating and relating to God, and you would begin your day enjoying and communing God and just being in relationship with Him. And then God said, yes, now you've got some work to do. Go name some animals, work the ground, and start ruling over the earth like I've appointed you to do. But the problem was, in Genesis chapter 3, we thought, you know, because we're so proud and we wanted to do it our own way, we thought we knew how to do our work, and we didn't want God in our work. And so we ended up reversing the order. And so what would happen is the days would begin with work, and they would end with weariness. And whereas we would have, whereas before it was a merry world with Martha moments, now we had a Martha world with almost no or little to no merry moments. And so that's how it was. And then Jesus came, and He did a work for us on the cross, and He transformed our work into rest and our work into worship. And so eventually He restored what was originally intended in the Garden of Eden, and how the order of work should be. And so Jesus brought back the order of evening to morning, evening to morning. We start with worship, and then we continue on with work. We begin with our relationship with God, and then we continue with work that God has for us. And not only that, if you look at the order, not only through the crucifixion, but also through the resurrection, something happened. If you look at Matthew 28 and Mark 16, Jesus rose on the first day of the week. He didn't rise on Monday. The first day of the week is not Monday. The first day of the week was Sunday, meaning that Jesus was reversing the order. You see, before, you'd do all your work and then you would rest, and that was sort of the pattern reflected in Genesis, which was a rhythm that God had established, but it ended up being a burden because we didn't know how to do that. On Friday, Jesus was crucified, and He finished the work that we were supposed to do. And then, on the first day of the week, He rose again, meaning that through Jesus, through the resurrection, we understand that we are doing a new work, that God has restored to us a new kind of rhythm and pattern and a new meaning to our work, which is that we do our work out of our rest. Our work continues from our worship, because that's what the resurrection of Jesus Christ teaches us. And not only that, but it's the rhythm of evening and morning, evening and morning. The day begins in the evening with worship and contemplation of relationship with God and enjoying Him, communing with Him, and just also enjoying our family, enjoying beauty, enjoying rest, taking naps, watching movies, reading books, having some exercise, taking up our hobbies, resting, and then going into work that the Lord has given to us. So the whole point of this story is that we worship Jesus before work so that we can worship God in our work. Again, we want to have Mary's heart and Martha's hands. We want to live in a Mary world with Martha moments. We worship before we work so that we can worship God in our work. Finally, I just want to say a few real quick something to all of the Marthas. Marthas, all you who are busy and in service and are doing all of the work, and you feel like you know, you can't get it all done, and you look at Mary and you think, oh, Jesus, can you please tell her what to do? I need to get some things done. Go easy on the Marys. Let them have their relationship with Jesus. Let them float around, and it's okay. Jesus loves you as much as He loves them, and He's not going to take away what they have. But then also to the Marys, you know what? I want you to, I know that you feel resented, and I know that sometimes you feel like the Marys are looking at you out of the corner of their eye, and you feel like, if they would just lighten up. go ahead and forgive them. Jesus forgives them. Jesus serves them. Jesus gives them mercy and grace. And so we give each other forgiveness. We give each other grace. We go easy on each other. Okay? Now, finally, to all the mothers in our church, we want to say thank you. Happy Mother's Day.
Okay, that concludes our time in the Word. Now, as you can see at the bottom of the screen is my email address. Yes, it is Hotmail. Yes, I still use it. Yes, you can send me that email. Send me an email to that address, and I will see it immediately and give you the link to our Zoom meeting. I really hope to see you there. And if not, please have a good week. Stay safe and healthy. And God bless.